Set in 1980s New York and New Jersey, Rebelistic, a sequel of sorts adapted from the novel The Dirt Merchants, tells the story of how young people's small decisions can dramatically affect their short-term and long-term destinies. The friendship between Spencer Corrales and Brandon Sanders is a close one. They were bonded together through a barrage of troublemaking activities throughout high school. As they enter their senior year, their friendship breaks apart. Spencer joins a bizarre direct sales company with motivational chanting, aggressive sales techniques, and street grittiness. Spencer has a meteoric rise. Although Spencer tries to mentor Brandon and bring him into his company to teach and train him, Brandon quits after his first day. He can't be bothered with that goody-two-shoes positive thinking bullshit. Local police arrest Brandon for breaking and entering, landing him in a juvenile detention center, and put a tail on Spencer, but find out Spencer is clean. Spencer moves up in the world. New clothes, a new girlfriend, fancy restaurants, buys a dressed-up Chevelle and a movie star smile. Brandon's sister, Loretta, a stunning singer, spends time rehearsing at Sweet and Sour Records. Jewish diamond smuggler, Avi Solomon, and mob hitman, Benny Calderon, are her backers. After he gets out of juvie, it seems that Brandon is robbing houses and getting more and more successful. The news of a home burglary crime wave is all over the radio and television. Brandon moves up in the underworld as he befriends Avi and Benny. One of the high school friends, Suzanne, Spencer's ex-girlfriend, is leaving a restaurant listening to 80s music and random crime news reports in her 77 Vette as she drives home. She arrives to find her house has been robbed. We find out that Brandon is one of the robbers. Brandon delivers the loot to Benny, who pays Brandon. Brandon immediately tries to recruit Spencer into the crime ring with gifts and romancery. When Spencer refuses, Brandon gets sour.